7 minutes past eight this morning here on OTBM, and I'm delighted to say Samuel Luckhurst is with us, Chief Manchester United writer at the Manchester Evening News. Good morning to you, Sam. How are you getting on?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
A nice quiet time for you over the last few months, I suspect, as you were trying to read the room and see exactly what was going to happen. Can you just take us back to the decision to go with Ranić? How close were anybody else to actually getting the job, in your estimation?
I don't think any really came any close to Rangnick and his interview pitch. Obviously, there were some names that emerged before his name. On the Wednesday, I think I did the story that he was the preferred candidate. You had Ernesto Valverde. I think Lucien Favre was another name that came out. The shortlist might have been as many as five, but those were the two names, as well as Rangnick's, that I was aware of, at least. And really, Rangnick came in on the Tuesday, I think it was. He flew in and did his pitch, and they were very impressed. And on the back of that, they decided that he was the one they wanted as an interim if they couldn't get Pochettino, which they couldn't. Paris Saint-Germain were just playing hardball there. By the time Rangnick flew back to his home, the contract offer had arrived. He didn't like it. He rejected it. United thrashed out these revised terms that included the two-year consultancy role. And he liked that, and he's accepted that, and we're just waiting for him to arrive now.
In terms of that two-year consultancy role, do we know what shape it's going to take and what influence he'll have? Is it about transfers? Is it about coaching? What is it about?
Well, United have been very vague at the moment, and I don't think we'll have an inkling as to the specificity of it until we speak to Rangnick, which still might be a while, given that he's not going to be in charge for the Arsenal game. If he is in charge for the Palace game, because of the timings of that, where United are playing a Thursday this week, they won't have a pre-match press conference on the Friday. That's just the way United operate. So in terms of that consultancy role, the irony is that they overlooked Rangnick and other candidates for the football director role, which is occupied by John Murtagh, because they were deemed to be too synonymous with recruitment. They wanted someone who had a broader remit, who had more experience of dealing with the administrative side of football at the club. And Murtagh was in charge of recruiting the women's team in 2018. And at one point, he managed the academy as well. So this is a big about turn, because Rangnick, clearly, given his hit rate, is going to have some input in recruitment. And given United's hit rate with recruitment, even in recent years, where it's seemed better than it has been before Ole Gunnar Solskjaer came in, it's still not actually been that good if you look at the way some players have been playing over the last year.
Samuel, when you say they liked his pitch and he flew in for an interview, who's actually in the room? Who's making that call?
Well, Ed Woodward is still making that call, which I know is going to baffle a lot of people, because he's serving out his notice. He's still due to step down in April. John Murtagh is still involved. I say still involved. He's been at the club for 8 years, John Murtagh, but where they finalised this structure in March with him as football director and Darren Fletcher as technical director, they see those two as quite key to the decision-making process. That said, a lot of people I've spoke to in the industry who've had FaceTime with Murtagh and Fletcher, more FaceTime than I have anyway as a journalist, are still a bit baffled by their roles. Fletcher's a technical director, but I can't think of another technical director in football who's pulling his boots on, getting involved with training, and is now in the dugout a hell of a lot as well. He's watched games from the press box with the analysts this season. He's watched games from the director's box with Richard Arnold, and now he's in the dugout. So there's some confusion as to his role, but United seem to be at pains to justify the existence of this technical director role and the football director role as well. In fairness to John Murtagh, who's in the latter role, he was one who was actually pushing for Rangnick, or so United say anyway. He met him in 2019, where he did a reconnaissance fact-finding mission at Leipzig. He met him again during this pitch that Rangnick gave last week to be the interim manager. Richard Arnold was the other one involved, the managing director, who everybody expects to replace Woodward as executive vice chairman next year.
So Richard Arnold's background is actually in the commercial side of the business, and he's been hugely prominent in transforming Manchester United into the juggernaut that they're in. And in succession terms, it actually probably makes sense to have a load of football people around him so he can continue to focus on that and make sure that the business of the football side of things is run properly. Whereas with Woodward, it was kind of like he's a little bit of everything, certainly believed himself to be a football... He believed himself to have enough knowledge to be able to contribute when the football decisions were being made, and we've seen that that has not worked out. So I can see some sense in having beefing up the intellectual quotient of the football side of things. I still don't understand fully what the roles of the three men were going to be when you have a technical director and a football director and now a chief football consultant, or a senior football consultant, I think was the exact terminology.
Yeah, it is baffling at times. It can get confusing. The line of reporting is effectively still to Woodward. Woodward rests below Joel and Avram Glazer, who are the only Glazer siblings that have any real dealings with anyone at the club. They're the ones who are listed as the co-chairman. The other four siblings are just shareholders in the club, effectively. So Murta will just report into Woodward. I don't know yet, nobody's actually specified yet, whether Rangnick will report into Murta or whether Murta will report into Rangnick. Given that Rangnick's role is on a two-year basis, it could be longer than that, don't know. But they probably still need to clarify that. The fact that Murta is happy for Rangnick to come in, even though from the outside you might have thought Rangnick would be coming in and treading over his toes, I suppose bodes well, but it doesn't bode well for this structure that they finalised in March, which they thought was a really big progressive step forward. And again, they've been at pains to stress how key Fletcher and Murta have been in this process of recruiting Rangnick as interim manager. But going ahead, ultimately, the main kingmaker next year is going to be another chap from the University of Bristol, who, if you speak to people and they're quite candid with you, will tell you that his preferred sport is rugby, which has been the case with Woodward. That's apparently the case with Arnold as well. And when you just look at some of the things Arnold has said, whether it's speaking about the commercial side of United or the football side of United, he puts his foot in his mouth a hell of a lot more than Woodward ever has. And during these conference calls, whereas Woodward now just sticks to speaking about football, it's Arnold who, you know, gush about all the guff about the app rating or the Chinese pipeline or the next noodle partner. So unfortunately for Richard Arnold, when it does come to him replacing Ed Woodward, there are going to be a hell of a lot of humiliating quotes that are going to haunt him, that he's going to struggle to live down, unfortunately for him.
Maybe the beefed up football side is the type of thing where he doesn't talk about the football and the three lads go forward, and that's the holy trinity as it goes. On that then, who will be responsible for recruitment?
Well, it's... How long have you got, really? The manager has always had a veto on whether a target should be signed or not. The recruitment department have a veto as well. The recruitment department is headed up by the technical chief scout, Mick Court. When we got wind of this recruitment department, you wondered whether it existed, whether it was just something that was floating in the ether and was used as an excuse for that pretty fraught summer they had under Mourinho in 2018, where he was determined to have a centre-back signed.